Restore Order and Conquer both sound kind of evil, but like in different ways. I'm going to go with... I get Restore Order is the one that can be less evil. So I'm going to go with that. My orc name is Crackhorn Longtooth. Yay. I'm not going to use that ever. My D&D character's name is Newt Gingrich, and he's a gnome wizard. That's all anyone really needs to know. Thank you for walking me through this and discovering my orc name with me. I will reward you with some more music. Here we go with another song by LCD Sound System.
Thank you. Janine Marks, a 12-year-old, was fairly normal. She spent a lot of time online. One day, she met a new friend. The new friend had the same problems at home. They liked the same bands. They worried about the same subjects in school. They promised to keep each other's secrets. They wished they went to the same junior high. The new friend had good news. He said he was going to be in Janine's area one Saturday. He thought it would be amazing if they could just hang out, go to the mall. Janine agreed. The new friend didn't want parents messing this up. Janine showed up alone. So did her new friend, who wasn't in junior high, wasn't nice, and wasn't a 14-year-old boy. Last year, 1 in 5 children was sexually solicited online. Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com to learn how to protect your kids' online life. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Wow, that was a heavy one. Did not expect that one to be as heavy as it was. I'm just going to give that a minute to cool. Learned our lesson. Let's go back into music.
My knees and I wobbled in my walk and I'm trembling. That's right, you got me shaking. When you take me in your arms to talk romance, my heart starts doing that St. Rita dance and I'm dancing. Yeah. Oh, and I'm shaking. Early in the morning time, late in the middle of the night.
So you will know just how I feel. I love you. I never met a lady quite as pretty as Melody Dean. And when I laid my head down on her heart, it beat it out your name. And so I had to listen to her heartbeat several hundred times. And she was very nice about it, held my hand and didn't mind. I never put my foot in the same river twice, I don't like getting wet. You take the good, you take the bad, you take it all, and that is all you get. Sides. I don't like sticking my Sharona in a box. I like to spread her out on different crackers. Yeah, I like the way she looks. Oh, and when I get a bed at night with Melody, I'm dressing in my head. To get to sleep, you know that I would rather be undressing you instead. Instead, instead, instead. I never met a lady quite as pretty as Melody Dean. And even though I know you are a little bit angry with me, know that it is you I love and you I wanna get me up. But you can only do that when you're here, and right now you are not. I never met a lady quite as pretty as Melody Dean. And even though I know you are a little bit angry with me, you know that it is you I love and you I wanna get me up. But you can only do that when you're here, and right now you are not. The continental divide without thinking about you. I am a tree that's scarred with an 90 years of warrior tattoo. And the fact is you're selective about what you can remember for a start. Oh, the fact is you're just jealous as I get out. We can do it in the dark, the dark, the dark, the dark. I got torn to pieces.
That was Amanda Palmer with Melody Dean. Amazing song. And no, I'm not ashamed to play Heaven is a Place on Earth on this program because it's amazing. That song was actually originally supposed to come after that PSA, and then I changed it because that PSA was awful. We also had some Weezer in there, some Jack White in there. That's a weird set. It's a weird set, man. But hopefully we'll get a little more tight with the next couple ones. What was I going to say? Oh, I've been reading a lot of Doctor Who memes. I'm in a lot of meme groups on Facebook, unfortunately. I'm not a big fan of memes in terms of the discourse they create, but they are funny. And it reminded me of the news of the new Doctor Who cast. I don't know if any of you know. I don't know if I've talked about this on the program before, but I've got a very love-hate relationship with the British television program Doctor Who. In that it's often terrible, and it often pretends as if it's going to get a lot better by introducing character development, by introducing characters, by coming up with interesting concepts, things that good shows do, and then just throwing those away. And I've said for a long time that I think the thing that could make Doctor Who great is having a very weird cast of characters. You know, it's a more fun program. For those of you who aren't familiar with the program, it's the story of a time-traveling alien who just goes anywhere and goes on adventures with humans. And it's more fun when there are a lot of humans in there with him and the humans are different. And also the alien changes bodies. And for the first time in the next season of Doctor Who, the Doctor, the main character, is going to be a woman, which is awesome because that's interesting story-wise. It brings upon interesting like ideas, and it's a first time in the series that that's going to happen. And they unveiled the companions, and there are a lot of them, and they're all different. And I'm super excited, and a lot of people think that it's kind of a stunt, which is terrible, and it makes me hate the internet when I see people saying this. So just to put some positivity out there, I'm super excited about the new Doctor Who cast. Not super excited about the writers. But again, I've been excited by Doctor Who way too many times in the past. And every single time they've decided that all of the cool, interesting concepts, that they're just going to kind of erase those and start back at square one again. So here's hoping that they don't start back at square one eventually. And here is the Mountain Goats.
Again, it's the most extraordinary thing in the world. When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be.
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 When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
That one was a lot less heavy than the last one. I'm very happy about that. You know, I was about to start talking about James Comey's Twitter. For those of you who haven't heard the story, go look it up. It's very funny. But essentially people found a Twitter account that they thought was James Comey's Twitter account, and everyone thought that they were crazy, and it ended up being so. Well, I just talked about it. I was about to say I don't want to talk about it because it's Hillary Clinton's birthday, and I don't want to spend it talking about James Comey. I said Jim's Comey. So happy birthday, Hillary Clinton. You made me the person I am today. Blah 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 blah. What's the other thing I found on Twitter? My other favorite thing, space. Space and Hillary Clinton. My other favorite thing, space. The crew of the ISS yesterday got to talk to the Pope. That's amazing. they've got these pictures. NASA put out these pictures of the Pope sitting in like a very popish room in the Vatican. By that I mean like completely dark, and it's just like him lit and like sitting at a desk with a big TV screen, and he's talking to the crew of the International Space Station. And it's very funny, and it puts a lot of things into perspective. That's the thing I love about space travel, is that it puts a lot of things into a really crazy perspective when you've got the Pope in like a dark room made out of stone hundreds of years ago, and then a bunch of people flying around the Earth at 17,500 miles per hour talking to each other. It's pretty interesting. Let's go back to the music, shall we? Here we go.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Me.
That was Night Fever by the Bee Gees. Before that was Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. I wish I had ended with Dreams, honestly. Great song. I did a huge Fleetwood Mac kick towards the end of last semester and learned way too much about Fleetwood Mac. I really wish I'd ended with that. I totally forgot. I forgot that it was raining and I was trying to go for a rain motif. I mean, I'm happy with the song that I'm about to end with, but I really like that. Kiss by Prince, of course, was before that. Neil Cicierega, who we mentioned earlier, who made the song Aurora Borealis that we played about an hour ago, has a very, very great re-edit of Kiss that I can't play on the radio, but everyone should listen to it. It's great. Just look up Neil Cicierega, Kiss. This is all I have for today. Thank you all for listening. It's been lovely. I normally do this show every other week, but next week I actually am going to be here, and then I'm going to be taking a two-week break after that. So tune in next week for more Astro Hour. I'm going to have to discover so much more music in order to fill 2 hours again in two consecutive weeks. I don't know how some people do this every week. I love it, though. It's great. Thank you all for listening. Happy birthday once more to Hillary Rodham Clinton. I can't say it enough. And now I will leave you with one more Violent Femmes track. Here we go.
To the salacious DD range, all but those of shit for a thing. I have things in the gun. Tell me now.
What do I have to do?
Tell me now.
What do I have to do?
Tell me now.
What do I have to do?
Yeah, prove my love to you. Best of favors coming, 31 flavors. We're out of mints. Pass the lifesavers. I'm dropping hits. So good, so very good for me. What do you think? Tell me honestly. Wait, 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 wait for you.